Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Has there ever been a time in your life when you needed a vacation so bad that you could taste it? Maybe things at work had gotten really crazy. Maybe the hours and stress at work were driving you a little over the edge. And the other obligations of life didn't help. Constantly running from appointments to meetings to practices to games to errands. Or maybe there was drama in your family. Maybe your kids had become experts in pushing your buttons. Maybe your parents were getting older and needing more help and were being stubborn in asking for it. Maybe there was a health crisis or a great loss in your family. Maybe you were tired of never getting a moment of peace. In any case, I think most of us know what it's like when life gets too demanding. We long for an opportunity to sit down, to take a breath, to take a bath, to let our minds stop, to put our feet up, to know that nobody's going to come to us asking for something else. That's why Mike moved to Montana. He was worn out by life when we met him almost 11 years ago. Mike had been pastor of a large, active congregation in North Carolina, and though both he and his family loved it there, he had become burned out. Endless meetings and events, constant community and school activities, early mornings, late nights, people with constant needs. Mike realized he needed a change. Their two college-age children supported the idea of moving, and their high school-age daughter thought it would be a fun adventure. So they packed up everything, agreed to take a $20,000 pay cut, and moved to a much smaller church in Montana. We met Mike at a retreat when we were there, a retreat where pastors could relax and recharge and go back refreshed. And we all needed it, big time. Maybe none of us more than Mike. We listened to his stories that first night and told him how glad we were that he was with us and that we had this time to renew. We agreed that those 3 days together would be very important for our sanity and for the health of our congregations. The next morning, we were just beginning our devotional time together when a man walked into the room and said something about airplanes hitting the side of the World Trade Center tower. For the next hour, we sat there trying to figure out what had happened in the hours that we had been away from TV. Finally, someone said, "What do? We gotta go home." Several of us weren't happy with that idea. We were there because we needed a break, and now we were gonna have to head home. But Mike quietly said, "We need rest, but our congregations need us even more. We need to go back home. We'll have a pastor's conference in a few months. We can relax then." So we all left. We all had services that night, September 11th, for our churches and our communities to worship, to pray, and to grieve. In the months that followed, Mike got to know his new congregation, which was somewhat conflicted. After Easter, we all gathered at the pastor's conference that he had talked about, which was another opportunity for us to get away and rest. So Mike told us story after story about his new church and town and his family. And though he's one of the best pastors I've ever known, his congregation made his life pretty difficult. So we were grateful that he had this week away from all of the stress, just to breathe and relax, putting the stress out of his mind. But on the second day of the conference, Mike got a call telling him that his older daughter was hospitalized for something very serious in North Carolina. Well, thus ended Mike's hopes of rest. What next? We all wondered. Would this man never be able to relax and have some peace? They always say there's no rest for the weary. And Jesus said, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." And the disciples said, "Well, it's about time." They'd been running ragged for months, following Jesus, listening, being sent out to heal the sick, dealing with difficult people, the stress of John the Baptist's death. It all got to them. And it seemed that every time they tried to get away, there were always people there, people with questions and criticisms, people begging for healing, people attacking Jesus' mission. So going away to a deserted place sounded like heaven. Jesus needed a break too, somewhere people wouldn't be constantly hounding him. A vacation was what they needed. But as they found their rest place, the crowds found them and surrounded them with their needs, their wants, their hungers, their longings. There would be no rest that day. There were people who needed help. All around them, people needed forgiveness and healing and guidance. And the disciples quickly learned that there was nowhere that they could go to escape people who needed help. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You know that feeling? The days when there's absolutely nowhere to hide from the challenges, the drama, the people in your life? I do. There was a day not very long ago when all I got was bad news. Simple things became complicated. There was one misunderstanding after another. My kids were fighting, and basically everything that could go wrong did. When I got home that night, I just lost it. I was mad at people, I was mad at God, and I was mad at myself. I needed to get away. I needed a hole to climb into, a refuge from the world. So I went to the only place that most mothers can go at times like that, the bathroom. I had put on a TV show that Scarlett likes to watch, and I quietly went to the bathroom, locked the door, filled the bathtub, and tried to relax. But not 2 minutes later, Scarlett's mom radar went off, and she felt the need to find me. So when she found the bathroom door locked, she felt compelled to pound on the door, yelling, "Let me come in! I want to come in!" I said, "No, go away. Go watch your show." I told her, "Mommy needs a timeout." But none of it worked. She still stood at the door, now kicking it with her feet. And contrary to advertising, Calgon did not take me away. My shoulders tensed up, I gritted my teeth, and I was about to yell, but then suddenly the kicking stopped and giggling began. There's a significant gap under our bathroom door, and I looked and I saw Scarlett's little fingers sticking out in from under the door. "Look, Mommy, I can wave at you from the bathtub." Then, "Look, Mommy, there's my toes under the door." I started to laugh at the ridiculousness of it all. And then I looked, and she had wedged the snout of her stuffed dog in the gap under the door. She said, "Mommy, I'm going to the living room, but Puppy's going to stay here with you for your time out. Puppy's going to make sure you're okay." I just wanted to be alone. I wanted quiet, I wanted solitude, I wanted the world to go away. I wanted God to go away. And that day I was reminded of two things. First, the world will not just go away. There will always be people who need something or want something. And second, even if I try to run and hide, I'll never be alone. Even when I wish God would leave me alone, he won't. There are moments in life that I can relate to the guy that wrote Psalm 139. "Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit, to be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on morning's wings to the far western horizon, you'd find me in a minute. You're already there waiting." God is always there. There's nowhere we can hide. Not even behind a locked bathroom door. Because God can speak through the voice of a three-year-old, through a stuffed dog wedged under the bathroom door. "I'm going to stay with you to make sure you're okay," he says. And somehow that day I felt better, more at peace, and less alone because God hung around, even when I was sure he wouldn't bother. And in a way, Mike learned that same lesson. After his daughter recovered, we got together with him, told him how sorry we were that his rest was ruined. But he said, "You know, God provides. There's nowhere I can go to escape my problems, but there's nowhere I can go that God doesn't stick with me either. Through this whole thing, I got an overwhelming sense of God's peace and presence with me. And in the end, that's the rest that I needed the most. Jesus needed rest, but people needed Jesus. They needed a shepherd to heal, comfort, and guide them. And God never leaves his children alone. Jesus was God's presence on earth for us and with us, and he remains here through the Holy Spirit. There's nowhere we can go to get away from that Spirit, which reminds us that we aren't alone. On those days that we feel the most worn out, the most consumed by life around us, we remember that Christ is still with us and in us, whispering words of comfort and encouragement in our hearts. We all need time away. We all need rest. But when rest is hard to come by, do something for yourself. And I'd like you to try it now. Just close your eyes and hear these words from your shepherd. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen.